Virgin.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
TJ's got a phone call day.
Yeah. You gotta have it.
And we'll let him explain that. In the meantime, checking in with everybody, starting with TJ.
We got to give a big shout out this morning to Austin Matthews of our beloved Toronto Maple Leafs, who last night won the MVP of the NHL and was recognized by every player in the NHL as the best player in the league.
Good. He's earning his money.
Yeah, that's right, too. And he's the first player since 1955 to win it for the Leafs.
It's a big deal.
1955.
Oh my gosh.
They
won the cup?
You know what?
Ouch.
She wants to start like that
this
morning.
I'm not acknowledging her existence.
All right. I'm just marking that one down, Jax. What's up with you?
I want to give a shout out to Andrew. Andrew is the air conditioning man who came to my home yesterday and fixed my air conditioning.
How is it?
Guys, it's incredible.
Good. Can you hang meat in your place now?
Absolutely. I didn't have air conditioning for a month, and it's been hot. And you know, if you have a partner, when you're hot, things can get cranky. We're sleeping well, baby.
Producer
all right.
Leah.
All right, guys, I mentioned this last week, but it's official now. Michael B. Jordan scrubbed all of his Instagram from Lori Harvey, his ex-girlfriend.
No.
So it's official. Well, why are you upset?
Well, because it's real, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
no,
not
Leah's,
moving
Leah's
on.
Leah's pumped because Leah wants to get on that Instagram.
Well, he's just a nice guy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he needs to find a nice lady.
Yeah, all right. Scrub it up, double. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Hey, I don't know if you found this or not, but getting back in your car every single day, they're saying road rage is up. Not really a surprise, but we'll tell you a little bit why at 6:10 on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Before we get into what we're going to talk about, which is people being extremely anxious on the roads, we do have to address a text message from Oshawa. TJ and Adam, you guys need to address the fact that if Jax was a real East Coaster, she would have to be a diehard Leaf fans, as most people out there are. Very suspicious that she isn't. Is she even from the East Coast?
Are you a fraud?
I love one team and one team only. That's the Halifax Mooseheads. Okay.
What's their song that they sing when they score goals?
Oh, I'm not singing that old song right now.
You know the song?
Every word.
Really? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Battle of the boards. Yeah.
I also have to say that there's a lot of Montreal Canadiens fans out there.
A lot of Boston.
Sidney Crosby
too.
Grew up a Montreal Canadiens fan.
Yeah.
And a lot of Boston.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, unfortunately, that does not work.
Yeah.
How have you felt with the return of real traffic? Like, I'll give you a for instance. I was driving my car from the 401, like, going from Oshawa to Toronto. I got on the DVP on Saturday.
Ugh.
And to merge onto the DVP took 40 minutes,
ugh,
right? It's just what it was. And I just want to show you because I had the top
deadline. Oh, my God.
I have a terrible farmer's tan. Now, I know I have a built-in farmer's tan anyway, so I get really dark on my arms from working
that's
outside.
Really bad.
But this is really bad. And
do you need to go to the hospital?
No, it's not that bad. But I think it's just one of those things where the traffic is back in a way that is like serious, right? And so what they're finding in studies anyway, and I wanted to ask you guys how you felt about this. They're finding in studies that anxiety is up and road rage is way up. Are you guys way up on your road rage?
100%.
So your patience level isn't there anymore.
Patience level never was.
No. I am ruthless on the roads. It's the one place where I get really mean. And I beep so much. I honk. I'm a honker, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, TJ, if you're upset, mm-hmm, are you a talker? Are you the one that do you say something to your steering wheel like, "Hey, you know what? What an idiot."
Yeah. It's normally worse than idiot.
Mm-hmm.
It's words I didn't even know I had in my vocabulary, like that come from the depths of my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no forgiveness. Like, I think about these people. I can think of every person that's wronged me on the road in the last 2 weeks, and I still sit there and I think about them before I go to bed.
Right.
Now, is that something I need to deal with?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever rolled down your window and told someone how you feel? Oh, I know there's somebody who has.
I always say, "You okay? You good?"
Is that really?
I never swear at them. I'm just like, "You good?" Like, because if they're doing crazy stuff, I just want to make sure, like, "You okay?" And it's a really passive thing to say.
It's almost too passive.
Oh, no. The way I say it and the way that I stare, it's not passive.
You do have a stare.
Yeah.
Jax, you'd be surprised at Jax's stare. TJ, you ever roll down the window?
I don't, but I definitely mouth like, oh, yeah, for sure. That's okay. What I go to. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And your tinted windows.
And I give thumbs up a lot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, the thumbs up's a good one.
Yeah, great job. No, you're doing great for sure.
Yeah. I always smile and wave. And if you are upset with another driver and they are upset with you, that is an upsetting thing to do to them. So listen, here's what the study is recommending. Everybody breathe and count to 10.
Yeah, oh, crazy. Yeah. If only I had thought of that sooner. Wow, thank you, random survey on the internet. You have solved my anxiety and anger problems. Thank you.
They're saying that we all need to get back to our basic patience level, and we're just not there yet.
And that's okay.
Yes.
There's room for healing.
Yes, absolutely.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Police are set up in Hyde Park, radar gunning cyclists. I guess they've been doing this since the summer of 2020. Cyclists have been targeted for speeding in city parks by police and parking enforcement for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they're set up like kind of on a hill. And I guess they're handing out like $120 fines to cyclists.
Wow.
People are online, they're calling it a waste of resources. But.
Well, listen, if you're using the roads, you're going to be able to, you're going to have to adhere to the roads, right? Like you have to follow the rules.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of people who would argue that people getting speed gunned is a waste of time too, especially in like downtown Toronto.
I'll
listen to that. Cause people will be like, well, you know, I was caught doing this in a spot where I would literally be going that fast for about, you know,
a second.
And then I have to slow back down again.
Yeah.
And I could see how people can feel that way for sure. But I also feel like, listen, going to use the roads. You're going to have to be subjected to the same rules as everybody else. And I'll tell you this. I left the station yesterday, and this is just one person. It's not a thing. But somebody was riding their bike on the sidewalk.
Which is,
and like, I almost got hit, and it was like right outside here. Yeah. And I'm not saying that's all cyclists, because I know this is a really contentious debate. It's not what I'm saying. But if you are a cyclist, you should want the bad apples. Just like as a car driver, I would want the bad apples to be taken off the road, right? Because it makes the rest of us look bad.
Yeah.
Isn't that fair?
I'm a cyclist, and whenever I'm in my car, I have no time for cyclists because there are lawless bike riders around the city.
There are, just like there are lawless drivers.
Absolutely.
I think it's fair,
There's
right?
There's bad sides of everything. Yeah.
There is a spot in my neighborhood where radar normally sets up to try and catch drivers, right? And it's right around the corner, and people fly down this road, and they're not supposed to. And I got to tell you, the oldest I ever feel is when I'm out for a walk and I see that radar set up. I walk slower because I want to see them nail people.
No,
is that bad?
Stop it.
No, it's good you're leaving your house.
I have a hobby now.
Guys, TJ left his house. Hey. All right.
I love
all right.
This
That's
it's
great.
Something to do.
Yeah.
An activity, honey.
I cheer him on. I'm like, get him.
You can get some vitamin D in there, too. That's great.
Yeah. Hey.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, we need to talk about Tinder. The last time you were single, of the dating apps you had in your top three, because we're always on multiple.
Yeah.
Where was Tinder?
Three.
Three of three, right?
Yeah. It's a dumpster fire.
It was.
It was.
They're trying to change that.
Yeah, I didn't disagree.
They have a new CEO, and her name is Renate Nyberg, and she, in the last 6 months to a year, has completely revolutionized the app. So if you're not single, you're probably not aware of this. But I'm looking at some of the new features they've introduced, and I'm like, how helpful would this have been? Okay, so the first one is called Swipe Party.
What is that?
So what it does is it allows you to consult your friends on matches. So when you swipe on them, you're able to share their profile with your friends, whether they're on Tinder or not. And they're able, or look at the conversation, whatever, with your friends. Instead of screen grabbing it, they'll just share it direct and you'll be able to look at it.
I like the old fashioned way of just screenshotting and then judging with my best friend, Emma.
And there's also, they've introduced in Europe, at least, a festival mode, because festivals are huge there.
Yeah.
And so if you're at a specific festival, you don't have to set the kilometer range or whatever around you. Like, you know, there's the gate.
Yeah, the radius.
You don't have to do that anymore. If you're at a festival, then it will know that these are the festival grounds and you'll be able to meet somebody at the festival. Mm. Now, that's a cool feature.
I like that.
But I thought the best feature, and this is very, very interesting, is the, I think they call it free tonight feature.
Oh.
So the free tonight feature is somebody where, or something where basically everybody who sets that on and swipes through says, let's get together tonight.
Hey, I like that a lot.
Which is kind of interesting, right? Because it makes, first off, the thing with Tinder and Bumble and Hinge and everybody else is like, it's like literally you say hi, the other person says hi, and then it's like you both go your separate ways. You never talk again.
Or an endless conversation. Yeah.
Right.
That just that never goes. Yeah.
Were you an endless combo
guy?
I love
being a pen pal.
I hate pen pals. I'm like, okay, are we having a beer tonight? Or are we going out for dinner tomorrow night? I have a 3-day rule when I used to be on dating apps.
Oh.
It's like, I'll talk to you for max 72 hours and then like either it's going somewhere or not. Because it gets redundant.
That's why it never worked out between us.
No, listen,
you guys
never,
kept talking.
Never say never.
Never got to it.
Never say
still
never.
Still time.
So free tonight is the future. And then essentially you also will know, because sometimes you're going through profiles on any dating app and you don't know how old that profile is.
True.
Like, sometimes it's like, okay, it's been 3 months since that person's been on, but, you know, they're still popping up. So I thought that was a really interesting feature. And there's sometimes in the summertime where it's just...
Let's go.
You want to have their freedom.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just thought, Tinder. Shout out to Tinder. And they say they've got love games coming as well.
Oh, good.
So games that you can play with your new match and get to know each other.
Want to play checkers?
It's like MSN.
I don't think it'll be like that. I think it may be a little bit more fun than that.
Spicy?
Spicier, yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This is massive news. Kid Cudi is returning to Toronto this fall. And 99.9 Virgin Radio wants to make sure you're there. You can enter online at 99.9virginradio.ca for your chance to see Kid Cudi live at Scotiabank Arena Wednesday, September the 14th. Can't wait for that. We got our first full trailer of Stranger Things Season 4, Part 2. Now, it's only two episodes, one of which being 2 hours and 19 minutes long, so buckle up for that. But they say that Part 1 has been the darkest yet. Adam, you're a big fan of Stranger Things.
Dark.
Is
very
it?
Very dark this year. Very dark.
They're saying, judging by the new trailer of Part 2, that trend is going to continue. And one of the stars of the show, who plays Will Byers, has said that there's going to be multiple character deaths.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So buckle
up. Like that.
Yeah. Jax, how do you feel about it, having never watched it?
You know what? I think it's going to be too spooky for me.
I agree. There's a dumb thing going viral on the internet right now, and it's how to use a juice box the proper way. A Twitter account posted a picture of the bendy part of the straw going inside the box instead of on the outside. And I guess the theory is that way you can get into the corners and all the crevices.
No, because you can't control it.
Also, the sharp part of the straw was always the long part of the straw, not the elbow part.
Foolishness.
Man, that's going to stab you in the tongue.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, it sounds dumb, but it has over 500,000 likes on Twitter, which is a big deal.
People are bored.
Yeah, people are very bored. People are also freaking out after Cineplex added a new fee for online purchases. The company announced this week that they would be introducing a new $1.50 booking fee for all tickets purchased through its mobile app and website. The company says it needs to further invest and evolve its digital infrastructure.
Okay.
Yay for that.
And I don't know what that means.
Yeah. We're funding a better site for them, is what it sounds like.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. That's good. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, it's the Gay Games for Lady Gaga tickets, and we love this, and TJ loves it because he's kicking my ass. I'm not going to lie.
I'm just saying, I won 2 days in a row.
Now, the way you win every morning is you text in who you think is going to win. Is it TJ or is it Adam Wilde? You text your winner name to 999-999, and we have people playing on the phone right now along with us. So, producer Leah, who do we have?
So, for you, Adam, we have Kailash.
Okay, Kailash.
And for TJ, we have a man by the name of David, so it's
two dudes.
Kailash, I'm doing this for you.
Okay.
All right, Jax, hit us up.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to give you the tough questions today.
All right.
Question number one, and you vote with your name, or buzz with
in.
Your name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the first openly gay hip-hop artists, he's going to take his horse to the Old Town Road.
TJ.
Adam. It's TJ.
TJ.
Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
I felt like a bit of a tie.
No. That you were first on that one.
Yeah. You guys aren't making any eye contact anymore.
No, we're focused.
So scary.
Question number two. This Queer Eye cast member is non-binary and also goes by the shortened version of their name, JVN.
Adam. Jonathan Van Ness.
Yes!
Yeah. Nice. Thank you.
that
you
show.
Love Queer Eye.
When I was going through a divorce, yeah. and it was the first wave of the pandemic, Queer Eye saved my life.
I know you love Queer Eye.
I love Queer Eye.
So JVN is like the nicest.
Oh, he's the man.
I love JVN.
They're the best.
Boy George. Boy oh. George was the lead singer of this band.
Yes, TJ. The Adventure okay. Club.
What's that?
The Adventure Club?
Not the Adventure Club.
Damn it.
That would be, I knew he wouldn't get it. It's Culture Club.
Hey! You were close with Club, though.
Yeah, I was like, well, maybe you will. I'm like, he's not going to get this.
Imagine I did. What a fool you would have
Music
been,
before
huh?
2009. Yeah. Tough for TJ.
Let's get some Silverstein on there. Come on.
I thought maybe you get it. It's like a, it's a bop. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
funny.
Adam 2, TJ 1.
Yeah.
Question number 3.
If Adam gets this right, he wins, correct?
He does.
Oh, God.
Taylor Swift mentions GLAAD, a.k.a. the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, in what song?
Adam. TJ.
Adam.
You need to calm down, isn't it?
Adam wins!
Where's our caller? Line one or line two?
Line one.
All right. Kailash, I don't know how you thought I was going to win because I hadn't won yet, but congratulations. You and a friend going to Lady Gaga.
Woo!
And we're playing telephone because Beyonce came out with a new song yesterday and figured it'd be fitting with the two of them together. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so I'm not sure how type A you are, but TJ might have you beat. TJ organizes his life. He compartmentalizes things. Things have to happen at a certain time. And that's why he got a ton of response after posting his steps on his Instagram. And you might think, well, that's super boring. Oh, it's somebody else bragging about their stats working out.
Yeah.
No, this is from what, TJ? Your steps are from what?
From pacing around my apartment whilst on the phone. I got 20,000 steps because it was my phone call day.
Are you okay?
Apparently.
So
let's, great shape.
I want to know about the concept, though.
Yeah.
Okay. He's clearly here. His legs are still attached.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Let's ask the real question, which is, what is a phone call day?
So I lived in Western Canada for like 5 years. Lived in Calgary for a number of years. Yeah. Lived in BC. And so I have friends kind of all over the country, not to brag. So what I like to do, because of time difference, is I like to set a day, maybe a couple days a month, where I dedicate it as a phone call day. And I call those friends and I catch up. Like,
that's
my best
smart,
friend, Ty, lives in Vancouver. So we'll spend, an hour and a half on the phone just chatting, catching up.
Yeah.
My other really, one of my best friends, Danae, lives in Calgary. And so I spend an hour on the phone catching up with her.
Yeah.
And then in doing so, I also pace my apartment and I got 20,000 steps in like an afternoon. And I was God.
You don't do a sit and chat, you're a walk and chat guy?
I got a walk and chat.
You could have walked outside.
I was going to say, why inside?
There's nothing out there for me. I also like, I can already see my future before I say this sentence, and you guys are going to viciously make fun of me for this.
No, go ahead.
The idea of talking on the phone outside just fills me with dread.
Why?
Because I don't want people hearing my conversation.
You're right. We are going to make fun of you for that.
Because like, there's any time I've ever walked by somebody on the phone, I have audibly gone, ugh.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, man. I sit outside on my front porch.
That's all I do. Yeah.
You're a maniac.
And I just blast it to the whole neighborhood.
No.
I don't care.
That's worse, too, because those are your neighbors. Now they know your business.
Yeah, I don't care.
But here's the, you know what the comforting thing is, TJ?
What?
Is that nobody cares and nobody's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Have you considered that everybody cares all the time?
Not everybody, when they walk by, they scoff at you. I think you're one of the only people who scoffs, you know?
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When you hear TJ has a phone call day,
which I think is a smart idea.
Can you relate? Can you relate? I want to know. I want to talk to other, because TJ's got a crew, right? What's the, you've got like a posse of people who are like TJ fanatics.
Introvert army.
Yeah.
The introvert army. Yeah,
that's what it is. So I want to talk to you if you're just like TJ.
Yeah.
And I want to know what thing you like. Okay. Something similar to phone call day.
Yeah.
What do you do in your life where you're like, and people are like, people think I'm crazy, but I do this, and it's my specific day to do this. And if I don't do this on this day, then I don't do it at all. Because you don't do phone calls outside of phone call day.
Oh, God, no.
Unless it's for work.
Exactly. And even then, I'll try and get out of it.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so are you type A enough to have a phone call day? TJ is. And you know that
TJ is so fun because I am the complete opposite. I sort of just do whatever comes into my head at that particular moment. And somehow I've made it through life. But that's sort of how I live my life. And I'll give you a for instance. This is how different TJ and I are. TJ, if you were to barbecue something,
yeah,
do you stay around the barbecue the entire time? What do you do? Like, if you're barbecuing a chicken breast, what do you do?
Number one, I would have it planned out days in advance, and I would stand over the barbecue.
Hold on, actually, though?
Yeah. Like, if I was going to barbecue, I would do it probably on, I would look at the weather, so it's like, okay, so I know Friday's going to be a little bit cloudier. Maybe Saturday would be a good day. Also, Saturday is good barbecuing weather, because sometimes when you barbecue, you want to have a few drinks, so you're not going to feel as guilty about it. And then barbecuing is not a Sunday thing. Because it's too weekendy.
You can barbecue any day.
Barbecue's not a Sunday thing. Oh, my God.
You can't barbecue on a Sunday. It's a weekend thing.
So I put two chicken breasts on the barbecue last night.
For dinner.
Yeah. And I promptly forgot about
that. Adam.
And I walked away, and I was doing some chores, and I was upstairs, and I was like, oh, yeah, I got stuff on the barbecue.
Yeah, how dry
and
was
I thought
that?
I thought about how much that would stress TJ up.
I love you dearly. You're like a brother to me, but sometimes when you tell me stuff like that, it makes me want to hurl myself off a helicopter into shark-infested water.
They're going to be a little dry, but I'll be okay.
Oh, just a little dry.
Jax,
crispy.
What's up with you? We got in the text.
Yeah, we got some texts here from the 416. I only clean on Saturdays. I mean, like a deep clean, not a tidy up. I feel like a lot of people have like those dedicated deep clean days. It's smart. Text from the 647 here too. TJ, I'm exactly the same. I'm terrified of people hearing my phone conversations, so I schedule my personal phone calls too. If I get calls outside of those scheduled times, I'm very, very short with them. So if like Adam were to call you on a Thursday at 4,
He's all business.
What would you do?
I'm answering, but the entire time I'm using the tone that says, like, I want this over quick.
I think TJ would answer going, what's wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why are you calling me now?
Okay? Everything okay? What's going on?
Because Adam is bad at texting and replying, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if he's calling me, there's an emergency.
Yeah.
If you called me Thursday at 4, I would probably try and rush you off the phone, Jax.
Okay. Thank you so
keep that in mind.
What else we got, Jax?
Text from 905 here. Yes, TJ, I have three sisters, and we're all close. Since the pandemic, when we were all separated, we all bought Nintendo Switches and have started playing Stardew Valley. Jax knows every Tuesday evening. I look forward to it every week, and we all catch up more than usual. So you have like those dedicated nights.
I miss that. When I used to like not do mornings, I would stay up late with my buddies and play Star Wars online, and that's the way to connect.
That's fun.
It's like a phone call. It was like my Tuesday night.
Yeah,
I love that.
A good buddy of mine, Bryce, who lives in Vancouver, and we play PGA golf. We play around, and that's how we catch up. We sit there and we chat, really nice. PGA golf.
There you go. Beautiful. Love
a final text here from the 905. Absolutely. I have a list of people I need to call if I haven't talked to them in 2 weeks. I also pace my home or clean. It's an ADHD thing.
Yeah. I actually love I love doing a drive and talk or a clean and talk.
I'm always puttering when I'm on the phone.
Yeah. Sometimes we're on like conference calls here at work, and and I'm like taking the garbage out, and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm paying extreme attention to what's happening here right now, okay?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know what I love about Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian?
Everything.
I actually like them together. The other thing is, I like that he is really good friends with Machine Gun Kelly and handles his relationship the exact opposite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we are, what's that tweet? Everything I've learned about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox has been against my will.
Yes.
That is true. Whereas Kim and Pete, people are like, wow, you guys are so secretive. We're actually asking questions. Yeah. And I thought this was a really interesting clip, especially if you've done the single parent thing and you've dated. And this is Kim talking about Pete meeting the kids. Have a listen.
Like, when to introduce your kids, how much to share with your kids when you have kind of a new man in your life.
Yeah, well, luckily I have a sister that has been through it all, and we talked about it, and I consulted with a few therapists and friends that have been through it. So I definitely wanted to wait 6 months, and that was like the marker. Mm-hmm. And I think it's different for everyone, and different things work for different people, but you just have to do what feels right and try to just be as respectful and cautious and as possible.
Smart.
My other big thing that I didn't do, and I fully admit to this was the wrong thing, is I didn't put out there that I was a dad right away.
Right.
And the reason I didn't do it was because I sort of wanted to, I think I had some misguided sense of, I'd like to protect my personal life.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, the feedback I got from a couple of people was, hey, you should have that in your profile because people want to know
what
they're potentially signing up for, even on a first date. Because I didn't think it mattered. I thought that could come out on the first date. Wasn't hiding it. I just wasn't advertising it.
And it was something that we actually just saw yesterday on Ghosted.
Yes.
With the guy, you know, he got ghosted. Spoiler alert. He got ghosted because he didn't put out there that he is a dad.
Yes.
And it just kind of threw her off for a second. And it worked out after that since they had a chat about it. So it does sound like something you should probably talk about right away.
So
yes,
what's not the hard and fast rule, but like what's the standard on how many dates or how many months it takes for somebody to introduce their new partner to their kid?
I didn't mind Kim's thing about 6 months.
Yeah, I like
you know,
that.
And I think it's got to come down to feel more than anything.
Yeah,
because
we've
all had that person that we've dated for 6 months with a question mark where they call you after 2 a.m. You know, you have to actually be dating. You have to be talking about going on vacations together. I think you have to have met family. Okay. So if they haven't met your kid, that's fine. But they should meet your parents.
Totally. Yeah.
And you should meet theirs. If it's that level and your parents get the chance to meet them, because I can tell you this. Okay, so this is my mom and my dad and my stepmom were extremely protective of Everly.
Of course, yeah.
So when I started talking about Natalie, and so they said, okay, well, like, here's the thing, is that we've pulled punches in the past about whether or not we've liked your partners.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
If we don't like them and we get a bad feeling, you're going to know as soon as they leave.
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of awesome.
It was good. It was good because you want to know, you want to make sure that you know, as a grandparent, your granddaughter's protected. So I introduced Natalie. Natalie was understandably nervous. She didn't know any of that was at stake, by the way. I didn't tell her that. And then, of course, you know, they loved her and it was great. But you go, okay, is this something that you want to do? Because you have to ask the other person too, right? Like, are you sure you want to do this? Because you take this step. I introduce you to my kid. That's a huge step.
Humongous,
for me. I don't want different people coming in and out of my kid's life if I can help it, right? So be sure. And that was the thing I said to her. I was like, you better be sure because I'm serious about you, but you got to be serious enough that if you meet this person, we're going down this road. And she was. She was totally cool about it. She was like, yeah, absolutely.
And now Natalie and Everly are a little dream team.
They're
and
fun.
It's
yeah,
really,
it's really,
really
nice.
Sweet.
They
really
formed an alliance against you.
Yes.
They are out to destroy you.
They are. I am outvoted in my own house. Anyway, a little shout out to Kim Kardashian there. I know everybody hates on Kim and the dress and whatever. That was really well handled, and I think more people should talk about that.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, we just hope that you have a fantastic day. It's going to be red hot. It's already 30, going up to 33. Thunderstorms on the way sometime midday, like 1 or 2 o'clock, and then they expect them to go away? But I say that with a question mark, because who really knows? It's just going to be ridiculously hot. Should feel like 42 degrees. If you're working outside, lots of water, lots of garden hosing.
Yeah, take care of each other, guys. It's going to be very, very, very hot.
Water balloon fights in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Ah, that's it. I like that. Now, that's producer fun. Leah, we normally do the start of the show here, so who is it?
So we've been playing this game called Gay Games every day at 7:30. And so far, Monday and Tuesday, TJ has been the winner.
That's right.
And if you guys didn't know that you guys get to win Lady Gaga tickets to see Lady Gaga.
That's right.
If you vote for the right person who won.
That's right.
But today, in all his glory and victory, Adam came up on top. Okay, so I think we need to give it to Adam.
Yeah!
The king ally of the day.
Can we give him a round of applause,
TJ,
please?
TJ, clap for him.
I'm not clapping.
Why not?
Clapped for you
I had
yesterday.
2 days. I had established dominance.
Yeah?
I slip up for a day, and I'm not named star of the day once. You guys are all in cahoots.
TJ, pride is about equality.
No, pride is about me now.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.